American Language Course, Book 18, Tape 2B. Hello. Look at the activities for Tape 2B. Look at Figure 1. Select the picture for the warning you hear. Number 1. Look out. You'll fall. Number 2. Watch out for that car. Number 3. Beware of the dog. Number 4. Be careful of that fire.
Unit ready.
Number 5.
Unit promoted.
Watch out! The water isn't very deep.
Training. Unit ready.
Number 6. Look
Unit
out!
Ready.
You're spilling it.
Our base is under attack.
Let's check your answers. Number 1 is B. The warning is, look out! You'll fall. Number 2 is C. The warning is, watch out for that car. Number 3 is A. The warning is, beware of the dog. Number 4 is A. The warning is, be careful of that fire. Number 5 is C. The warning is, watch out, the water isn't very deep. Number 6 is B. The warning is, look out, you're spilling it. Look at Figure 2. Repeat these sentences. Number 1. The visibility is so poor. It's very likely many people will be late for work. Number 2. The streets are so hazardous. It's possible some people won't try to come to work. Number 3. It's lucky the storm didn't strike. While everyone was driving home from work. Number 4. It's unlikely that they will have to evacuate people from their homes. Number 5. It's quite probable. The police will set up barricades at low water crossings. If this rain continues. Look at Figure 3. Answer the questions you hear. Use the words in Figure 3. Number 1. Will George retire next year? Repeat. It's quite unlikely that George will retire next year. Number 2. Will Ted be at work today? Repeat. It's very possible Ted won't be at work today. Number 3. Did Tina buy a ticket to the game? Repeat. Yes, and is lucky she was able to get one. Number four, what did the weatherman forecast? Repeat. It's very likely that the rain will continue. Number five. Is there a chance that the river will flood? Repeat. It's quite probable that it will. Number six, did everybody watch out for the barricades? Repeat, no, and it's frightening that they didn't. Number seven, were the traffic lights out during the storm? Repeat. Yes, and it was very clear that people didn't know what to do. Number eight. Is Harry a good worker? Repeat. Yes, and it's certain that he will get a promotion. Number nine, did Sam try on the suit? Repeat, no, it was easy to see that it wouldn't fit. Number 10, did Sally plan to meet Marge? Repeat, no, it was accidental that she ran into her in the mall. Look at figure four. Repeat the underlined words. Number one. Invisible. Number four. Sleep. Sleep. Number five. Sleet it. Sleet it. Number six. Used to. Used to. Now and repeat the sentences. Number one, fog is moisture or wetness like a cloud close to the ground. Number two, foggy weather is hazardous to drive in. Number three, the road is almost invisible in a bad fog. You sometimes cannot see it at all. Number four, sleet is very small pieces of ice. That stick to windshields and roads. Number five, when it has sleeted, driving conditions can be very dangerous. Number six, people who live in the north Get used to driving in sleet and snow. Because there is so much of it during the winter. Look at figure 5. Repeat these sentences. Number 1. If it weren't so foggy, you could drive faster. But it's foggy, so please slow down. Number 2. If I had enough money, I'd have dinner in a nice restaurant. But I only have enough money for a cup of coffee. Number 3. She could get good grades if she studied more. But she says she doesn't want to study. Number 4. I might be able to get tickets for the play tonight if I tried. But I don't have time to try. Number 5. Jack doesn't think they could complete the program without Marvin's help, even if they tried. Look at figure 6. Listen to the following conversations and repeat them. Number 1.
If the weather conditions were better, we'd be there by now.
Yes, if it weren't so foggy, you could drive faster.
Listen to the first statement again. Complete the second statement.
If the weather conditions were better, we'd be there by now.
The second statement is, yes, if it weren't so foggy, you could drive faster. Repeat. Yes, if it weren't so foggy, you could drive faster. Repeat number 2.
Which plays would you see if you had a chance to go to New York?
I'd see as many as I could if I had enough money.
Listen to the question again. Write the answer.
Which plays would you see if you had a chance to go to New York?
The answer is, I'd see as many as I could if I had enough money. Repeat. I'd see as many as I could if I had enough money. Repeat number 3.
Could they complete the work on the car by tomorrow? If you left it by noon today?
Yes, they could if I left it at noon. But I can't because I have to work until 1.
Listen to the question again. Write the answer.
Could they complete the work on the car by tomorrow? If you left it by noon today?
The answer is yes. They could if I left it at noon. But I can't because I have to work until 1. Repeat. Yes. They could if I left it at noon. But I can't because I have to work until 1. Repeat number 4.
Do you think Al might lend me his car if I asked him?
If I were you, I wouldn't ask. He doesn't lend his car to anyone.
Listen to the question again. Write the answer.
Do you think Al might lend me his car if I asked him?
Allied ship reporting. Navigation system ready. Here's the part. Moving out, boss.
The answer is, if I were you, I wouldn't ask. He doesn't lend his car to anyone. Repeat. If I were you, I wouldn't ask. He doesn't lend his car to anyone.
Air transport ready.
Repeat number 5.
Could I get some tickets for the game if I called the stadium?
Our base is under attack. Captain, unit ready. Unit ready.
You might be able to get some if you tried.
Listen to the question again. Write the answer.
Could I get some tickets for the game if I call the stadium?
The answer is, you might be able to get some if you tried. Repeat. You might be able to get some if you tried.
Navigation systems ready.
Repeat number 6.
Could you please help Alan with his work?
Our base is under attack.
If you're not too busy.
Ready to roll.
If Alan weren't so slow. He might not have to be helped so much.
On there. Building. I've got the knowledge. I've got the knowledge.
Listen to the question again. Write the answer.
Construction complete. Tech building.
Could you please help Alan with his work?
Building.
If you're not too busy.
The answer is, if Alan weren't so slow, he might not have to be helped so much. Repeat. If Alan weren't so slow, he might not have to be helped so much. Repeat number 7.
Do you think Mr. Small would lend me some money if I asked him?
Nuclear missile ready. Building. You got an order?
I wouldn't ask him if I were you.
Construction complete. Training.
He's not a very generous person.
Unit ready. Reinforcements ready.
Listen to the question again. Write the answer.
Do you think Mr. Small would lend me some money if I asked him?
The answer is, I wouldn't ask him if I were you. He's not a very generous person. Repeat. I wouldn't ask him if I were you. He's not a very generous person. Repeat number 8.
Could they set up the program? If you were there to help them?
No, I don't think they could. Even if I were there to help them. They need more help than just mine.
Listen to the question, write the answer.
Could they set up the program if you were there to help them?
The answer is, no, I don't think they could, even if I were there to help them. They need more help than just mine. Repeat. No, I don't think they could, even if I were there to help them. They need more help than just mine. Look at figure 7. Listen to a conversation. Then select the answer to the question. Number 1.
This road is terrible. You'd better slow down.
You're right. It was damaged by the heavy rains.
What did Cora want Dora to do? Number 2.
Look ahead to the north. Is that lightning I see?
It sure is. Do you think we should keep going or stop for the night? It looks like we're driving into a bad storm.
What does Helen think they should do?
I have the tool. Pull it out. I know you're so unpredictable.
Number 3.
Don't go in that yard. It might bite. It certainly looks mean, and it sounds mean, too.
Don't worry. They'd put up a sign if it were dangerous. What does Karen want Keith to do? Number 4.
Did you hear that news flash? It said the river is rising fast.
I think we'd better leave now before it's too late.
What does Betty think they should do?
Yes, sir. Lightning storm ready. Bound forward. Outstanding.
Number 5.
I can't see the road, can you? I don't see how you can continue to drive. The visibility is so poor.
Don't worry, Les. I'm following the white line and going slowly. We'll get there. What does Les think Lee should do? Number 6.
I think I've got that promotion.
You'd better not be too sure. Mr. Clark could still change his mind. You'd better stay on his good side.
What does Faith think Jesse should do?
Yes, sir. On my way. Nuclear missile.
Let's check your answers. Number one is A. Cora wants Dora to drive slow on that road. Number two is C. Helen thinks they should stop driving for the night. Number three is B. Karen wants Keith to watch out for the dog. Number four is B. Betty thinks they should evacuate now. Number five is A. Les thinks Lee should stop till the fog lifts. Number six is C. Faith thinks Jesse should be nice to Mr. Clark. This is the end of Tape 2B, Book 18.
Construction complete.